This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you. So we are in.
Yay!
Hello, Jen!
Hello.
Welcome!
Hug! Oh, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, hello everyone. Welcome to Celestial Goddess Podcast. My name is Corinne, and I have the lovely Jen Stump here with me today. She is a psychic medium. She performs crystal Reiki. She is a teacher. She holds her own trainings. We actually met in the Wim Hof breathing training, which was super amazing. We did some wild ice baths together and some really intense breathing together. And yeah, Jen is just a huge light in my life and has brought a lot of wisdom and beautiful intuitive teachings to my world. And so I wanted to introduce her to all of you guys. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes. I'm so excited.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Actually, I'm having you because you're in my house.
Yes, thank you for having me in your space. Yes.
That's great. I love it. I love that you're here. And you know, we had to clean up my kitchen a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that's normal human life, right? Yeah. Like, we're all human.
We are all human, yes.
And we're all just trying our best and trying to create as much happiness as possible.
That's right.
So, yes. Well, welcome, welcome. Bienvenidos. So, maybe you can start, you know, with telling us about yourself. I mean, what is a psychic medium for people who don't know?
Right. So, the way I would kind of evaluate and look at what I see, I have the ability to see and communicate with spirits. And it is very interesting. I think everybody is gifted in their own way, right? But when I communicate and connect, I can see a lot of times I can feel spirits near me. I can see them, see what they're wearing in my mind's eye. I can see video clips and images that they are bringing to me and showing me of what they experienced in their life. And sometimes if I'm connecting with them and relaying messages, I will hear exactly what they need to, or the messages that they need to relay to this other living human. So it's very interesting. It's different. Every reading is different. And what I see, I always say, because I don't necessarily know what they're showing me and why and what it means.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean a lot to me, but it does for my client who's sitting in on this. So
interesting.
I could see a diamond. Just for example, I had a client not that long ago and I saw a diamond. I said, I don't know why I'm being shown a diamond, but here it is. And she goes, oh, my last name was Diamond. And
so that's funny with the pictures relating also to names,
right?
Words and other kind of meanings there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So we never actually know what these messages mean until I say them.
Okay.
So, and they're messages that mean something from the spiritual side to the client that I'm trying to, you know, I'm just the middleman. I'm literally the messenger.
You're the messenger. You are the channel, the open vessel.
It is so amazing. Yes.
That is amazing. That is so cool. So when did you notice your abilities?
So I think, you know, looking back, I realized that when I was younger, as a child, I noticed my abilities. So, connecting with my, grandmother, my great grandmother, I have a little 9 or 10 year old little angel buddy that I connect with on a regular basis.
Oh.
And so he has come to me in my dreams over and over and over. So since I was a child, I used to tell my friends in grade school that my great grandma would visit me.
Oh.
And so when I actually came out and said, okay, I'm actually a psychic medium. This is the route I'm going. This is the direction I'm going. They finally were like, oh my God, finally you're coming out. Finally you're saying all this, right? So it was like some aha moments, right?
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Interesting. So your friends and the people around you could tell you had these abilities and powers and you expressed it, but were you still kind of like challenged or like battling within yourself?
Yeah, I think my main concern was that I had a lot of religious friends.
Oh, okay.
And so when I came out and said, hey, I'm a medium, hey, you know, I have cards and I'm learning all this stuff because I'm really being pulled to learn. I think that was the hardest part because I didn't want to lose my friends. I didn't want them to think I was a horrible person or that I was being taken over by the devil or that something was...
Interesting. Yeah. Because I wonder with religion, I mean, that's a really great like segue as well. So like, did you grow up religious as well?
I did not.
Okay. But your friends did.
But yeah, but my friends did. I had a lot of Catholic friends actually. Mm. And so I think that was very scary. For me, in fact, I would lose sleep over it.
Wow.
So, yes. All right.
Yes. Hey, that's okay. Real life stuff.
Excuse me.
Real life stuff, you know. What were we saying here? So, sorry guys, we got a little distracted.
sorry, my daughter's playing with slime here in the kitchen, and so I had to
get
her for this.
Yes, it's some magic segment. Scientific putty here, but that's okay. So coming back, centering in. Your friends were really religious, and so you just like this fear of like not being accepted would cross your mind, and just like...
Well, yeah, of course, because growing up, I mean, I was taught that there's angels around, but I was actually scared of religion. It was a scary concept to me because I didn't understand it, and I didn't feel like I fit into any one specific religion. And so I had a lot of friends that went to, like, St. Andrew's, downtown Sumner, and they're super Catholic. They went through, oh gosh, I mean, all of the schooling and their summer camps and like all this stuff. And I totally felt like, oh my gosh, I am not, this just doesn't, I don't fit in here.
Yeah.
But I want to learn, but it just freaks me out. I don't know. I don't know what this all means for me.
Yeah.
And so all in all, after like looking back, I was so scared to tell my friends, and then they looked at me and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing, you know, like to have a healing gift or a healing ability. Mm-hmm. They just embrace me, which is amazing. Aww. So.
Oh, that's so good. I'm so happy you have that support in your life, you know, because with religion playing a piece and all these different belief systems coming in, I mean, there can be a lot of judgment and a lot of separation.
Right.
And I mean, even with yoga, I feel like I noticed that with yoga, like some people, you know, have a weird belief system behind some sort of practice, you know?
Sure, right.
But, I just want to honor you and your friends for like showing up with support. Thank you. Thank you. So much, so much more guided and supported than we know, right?
Yeah. You know, I think religion is slowly changing and they're embracing healers of all kind.
Mm.
Right. So, I think that was what I had been missing out on, or I was scared of. And I had to get validation from my next door neighbors. Like, is it okay? Do you guys still love me if I come out and say I'm a medium? It was scary. It was so scary. And then once, I feel like I did lose a couple family members.
Oh, wow.
At least initially, right? Mm-hmm. When they kind of were, they didn't believe me. They didn't, you know. And then other family members, they came to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm just like you. I am just like you. So yeah, I found out at least now of what I know after me coming out and exposing myself, starting my business, helping others, I found out that I'm at least one of six on one side of my family, on my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
That have the same ability.
That's interesting. So I know there's so many different abilities, right? The clairs.
Mm-hmm.
There are all these different types of psychic. I know the most common one a lot of people hear is clairvoyance.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that exactly, and what are the other...
There's a lot of different clairs. I'm claircognizant, so I'm clear knowing.
Clear knowing.
And I see visions and things like that too, but my main thing is I just know. I just know. We had a family meeting the other night, and I knew exactly what it was going to be about. And so Sunday night, we got some family news, and I won't really go into that, but I had told my husband before we even drove down there to my in-laws, I already knew what was going on. I had already known for quite a while. And so I finally told my husband, like, hey, I think this is what's going on. He goes, I don't think so. And then we leave and he goes, how do you know that? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know either. How do you know that?
Oh my goodness. So do you think, like, so since you're clear knowing, is there like a way to develop other gifts as well? Or
So the more I teach psychic development, the more I kind of express my my gifts, I do tend to see other students and I see other people develop gifts the more they use it, right? So the more you connect with source, the more dreams, let's say it starts with dreams, and the more visions you may see, and the more feelings, like you feel, I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about that, right? Like, you'll feel spiritual presence around you and you feel that in your aura. So I think your gifts like kind of mutate and change and transform for what you need to receive at that time.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just kind of being open to anything really is like,
right?
Just as long as we can be as open as possible. Right. How would you give advice to people listening, like how to open up to their gifts? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you open up to these messages that are for us at particular times? Like, how are we supposed to know? Like,
how do you know when you get a message?
Exactly. Yeah. Just, you know.
Well, I think spirits and angels, right, show you signs. So a lot of people see numbers. Some people see feathers. Some people see rainbows. Some people are very superstitious and they'll see, let's just say, a cat crossing the road or lights flashing, or they see a lotus, and then they see a billboard of a car lotus, and then they see, you know, right?
Okay.
So like, could be a flower, and then it could be a car, and then, but it's all lotus, right? So I think that first initial is, if you're asking for a sign, look and see what you're seeing on a regular basis, right? So if you're seeing, like, okay, so for example, one day I saw a bee trying to get in my car, and it was kind of tapping on my window, and it was enough to where I turned and I'm going, what the heck? This little guy is trying to get in my car. That's weird. And he was like, ding, 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 tapping on my window. And, of course I didn't let him in
because, you know, bee. I don't want to get stabbed.
And so, about 2 hours later, another bee was on my other side of my car tapping on my window. And I turned the radio on, and it's, if it's gonna be, let it be,
Gosh.
And I was like, okay, what's up with the bee?
What is the bee trying to tell me? Okay.
And so, I kind of chuckle because I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, there's three. Okay, three in a row. I get it. The bees, and then the music, the let it be, right? And so then I'd come home and open my spirit animal book and look and see what a bee means, right?
Oh.
So, and then I would kind of relate that to my life. Like, oh, I totally got that message. Thank you so much, you know?
Oh, so, do you remember what a bee means?
You know, some of them I do remember, but I think, you know, it's similar to the song, Let It Be.
Oh, okay.
Be yourself, be your own person, and allow, right?
Okay, yeah.
So for spiritual messages, I think a lot of time we don't allow ourselves to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just kind of let your guard down, you ask your angels and guides to be with you. I'm all about white light healing.
Yes,
I'm
the highest of good.
Yes, only the highest and best of good.
Yes.
I think it's pretty beneficial.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
And that's super powerful. Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I feel like now doing your training, you know, the psychic development training, and you mentioned, you know, when you're calling in spirits, they're not always of the best and highest good.
Sure.
Which is interesting, because it's like maybe not a lot of people are aware of that. Because, I mean, even me, for example, practicing spirituality or having friends doing things or having ceremonies, you know, it just made me realize, like, they may be calling some spirits in that don't have their best intention in mind.
Right.
So I just wanted to name, I love that you taught me that, you know, naming, yes. like, first and foremost, right? It's like calling in all angels, spirits, and guides for the yes. highest and best of good yes. of all. And just, like, yep. feeling how that yep. energy is different, how those spirits that are with you at RAC really do want the best for
right.
you and really are looking out for you
right.
and are giving you those good messages.
Right. And traditionally, I think your initial helpers are your ancestors. So typically a grandmother, great-grandmother, grandfather, great-grandfather. Mm. Because they've already kind of dealt with a lot of their stuff. And so now they're able to help you. Oh. So after they passed, they were taught lessons or whatnot. And now here they are. So one of my main spirit guides is my great-grandmother. And again, you know, I had seen her as a child in many of my dreams. I told my friends about her.
Yeah.
So I know I kind of talked about that a little bit, but that still, it's something that, I mean, she has been with me since I was a young child.
So did you ever meet her in real life?
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But I was really little, and I guess that's very typical. The more I do research on spirit guides, the more I communicate and connect with clients and their guides, typically it's a grandparent or a great-grandparent that met them
oh.
at a certain time in their life. So typically when they were younger.
Interesting.
Yeah, they have a connection with them once they met. And then, that's their person.
It's like their job kind of in the yes. afterlife to like look after you.
Yes.
Mm.
Yep. It's okay. really cool.
Super cool. And I've heard different things too about, like you said, ancestors, but then there's also ascended masters, right? And like,
sure.
guardian angels.
Oh, the hierarchy is
yeah,
just...
like what? Yeah. I mean, there's yeah. so much more than I feel like.
Right.
I don't even know.
So I think of ancestors as so close to you in your lineage, right?
Okay.
But when you talk past lives and you talk, you know, deeper, bigger stuff, then you ascended masters for sure. When I call in my Reiki masters and helpers, there is one specific gentleman that I see on a regular basis, and he's probably in his 30s. I don't actually know his name. He hasn't come forward with his name, but he has a full beard. He has long hair. And so I saw him each time that I was Reiki attuned. But I know that he's probably pretty old. He's probably pretty ancient. And I think most of us are pretty old, right? We've lived so many lives and reincarnated over and over and over to learn different things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, when we talk about, it's so funny, you know, I can just see the angels around us, right? So like when we talk about angels and we talk about their hierarchy, archangels,
okay,
you know, Raphael, Archangel Michael, right? And the big ones, they have even more special powers to save lives. Let's say you're in a really bad accident and you ask for help. I feel it's typically an archangel that comes in and
yes.
helps you.
It's
like life or death situation.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, because I have heard some life or death stories where it is
yes.
like a miracle. An angel just saves this person out of nowhere. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. powerful. So you mentioned Reiki attunement.
Mm-hmm.
I know, so you do crystal Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know crystal Reiki was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, so crystal Reiki, I have an array of crystals, and I love them all. Oh my goodness, I love them. And what I do is I lay them all out, and as the client is laying on the massage table, they are face up, and they have their shoes off. I intuitively place healing crystals around their body. And it's so funny because everybody who lays on that table, once I put crystals around them, it's like they have this aha moment, like, oh, I can finally relax. And they always tell me, like, it's so different. It's so different when I have these crystals on me. Why is it? It's just so soothing. It's so amazing. But these crystals put off these healing vibrations, right?
Okay.
And a lot of people who come in to see me, some want Reiki with a reading, so they want me to talk to them as I'm healing, which is awesome.
Okay.
I love that.
Cool.
I actually prefer that. I would love, you know, even when I do full hour crystal Reiki healing, I will ask, you know, my clients, like, hey, do you want me to tell you kind of what I'm seeing or what I'm feeling?
Oh, okay.
And then some say, no, I want total silence, which is fine. And some do want me to, you know, let them know, hey, I see your grandfather and this is his name. And I think this is who's coming through and touching my hands as I'm kind of sending healing energy over your body. So what Reiki is, I believe, is attunement from a higher self, right, source, ascended masters, Reiki healers that have passed, and they're coming through me, again, I'm the middle person, into my hands, through my hands into you, right? So healing energy, wherever it needs to go. Can be spiritual, can be mental, can be physical.
Oh, right. So powerful.
And the crystals help. Oh, the crystals I love.
Oh my gosh. So yes. Is it like, so are you charging up your crystals? Like, are you doing something to make them like extra powerful? Or is it like, what is that feeling then
right.
that people feel when they
yeah.
all of a sudden have your little crystal grid around them?
Right.
Like, oh, I can breathe. Like, because I've heard of matrix traps. Like, are you like shutting out a matrix trap or how is it? I don't know.
So what I do is after each client, I clean up all my crystals and I have sprays. I do a lot of visualization. So I will visualize my crystals being completely cleaned and return back to their fullest power. Okay. And I always ask my angels and guides, please return my crystals back to their highest power and their highest healing abilities. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, always with gratitude, right?
Right.
But yeah, crystals are very precious, and yes, they lose their power, right? Or they suck in energy. I've heard of people saying, gosh, I had a smoky quartz and it was kind of gray, you know, brown, now it's black, and
oh,
it has
wow.
pulled in a lot of negative energy from
oh.
them or somebody around them
okay.
or whatnot. So that's really cool, and I love those stories,
wow.
right? But yeah, crystals are healing.
So if you did not do your cleansing after your Reiki sessions, like cleansing your crystals, I should say, so would that then, would those crystals then pick up the energy from that person's session? Like almost
yes.
their pain or trauma or something
totally.
They're kind of healing?
I believe so.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I have also a diamantine laser, so it looks like a clear quartz, and it's skinny and long. And I will use that to cut cords around clients after sessions. Yeah, so.
Could you explain to everyone what cord cutting cords means?
Oh, cord cutting, yes. So, I mean, it's as if you walk through a spider web, right? And you're being, and it's like, oh man, I'm being held back. I'm being
held down. An energetic spider web.
It is, right. So like in your aura. So, and so when I do cord cutting, I either use my diamantine laser crystal or I'll use, let's say, like obsidian shards are really great. It looks like the arrowhead, you know, and the Native
okay.
American arrowheads. Those are really cool too. And they do the same thing, right? So you just cut away, you can cut away stress around your aura, under your feet and behind you and all the above. Right, so it just, it cuts away any attachments, any negative entities or attachments around you.
Ah.
Yes.
So do you think people are subconsciously holding on to, like, a lot of attachments or, like, darkness maybe they're not even aware of or this kind of energy, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people hold a lot of stress that's unneeded. Things they worry, things that are fearful to them or that's out of their control.
Right.
I think a lot of that weighs you down or holds you back, right? So, and people take those in as like blockages. Well, I think a true block is typically a childhood trauma or something like that that one has to work through and dive deep in order to bring that up and clear that. But yeah, when we're talking about doing the cutting cords and laser, you know, that diamantine laser crystal and the other shards and whatnot, I think that is more of what's holding you back throughout the day.
Oh, okay.
So,
kind of like your own motivation and discipline to like get stuff done maybe. Or
possibly. Or, well, to me, it's very similar to taking a shower, right?
Okay.
So you're cleaning your aura, you're cleansing anything that's holding you back, anything that was kind of like stuck to you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So to me, it's just another way of cleaning your aura and clearing off.
Okay, yeah. So that's a good tip then for everyone listening. So if you're feeling any stress or anxiety, right, you can just call in your angels and guides for the highest and best of all and just imagine literally cutting the spider webs around you and just anything holding you back, no longer serving you.
And use a crystal to do that, you know,
use
cut
a crystal
around.
To do that. Okay.
Yep. Yep, I believe that.
Okay,
and
awesome.
Then you can wipe the crystal too because it will build up negative energy. So I wipe as I go, right? So I swipe it.
See, I think that's so powerful you name that, because it's like these things we can't see, we don't think about it, but yet, like, energy, I mean, energy doesn't lie. We know it's there, but yet we just can't see it. So it's like, even your crystal wand, it's like building up. Now I'm imagining all these spider webs of energy just, like, building up on there.
Right.
Or even, like...
And you can feel it. So anyway, well, here is a little sword.
Oh, wow.
It's very similar, but you can use this as a cutting tool too, right? This is
beautiful.
I know. People who are listening cannot see this.
Yeah, but we have a video going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Beautiful crystal here. Wow, this little sword. Wow, it's sharp. This is really hurt someone with that.
Yeah.
Careful.
Isn't
look
that cool?
That is super cool. Where did you get that?
I got this at Crystal Spirit in Tacoma.
Oh, okay.
I love it. Yep.
Yay, I love that.
So.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, so I feel like talking about cutting cords, it kind of reminds me of maybe like our shadow. That was something I was thinking about coming up here, is like shadow work. Like, what is your shadow then? Is that like... related to cutting cords now? I mean...
I think shadow work is, you know, it's such a well-used term now,
I feel like it definitely is overused for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, on the way up here, I was driving and that just like came to me. Like, people maybe want to know what shadow work is. And like, from someone who actually is like practicing with people and you know, are healing, you're literally healing this type of like shadow or bringing awareness to it.
Right.
Like what's something like that you could maybe share from your experience of, like maybe some intense shadow work on yourself. Like I know you haven't really dove into your story yet, but, of course, share as you please. I don't know if there's something you wanted to share related maybe to your shadow or a client you work with. Or...
Yeah, so I think shadow work is really how do you see what shadow work you need to work on, right?
Like what is my shadow?
Yeah.
Is that just like the parts of me that I don't want to admit are there, or like the parts of me I'm like having trouble looking at, like my dark side?
I think, okay, so just for an example, if something irritates you or sets you off, evaluate that situation. Why did it set you off? What does that mean for you? And how would you have done that differently? And if it happens again, you know, you're not done dealing with that and figuring that out and releasing that, right?
So it's like a trigger, like you're being triggered.
Totally.
So that's showing there's like a need or an emotion behind that trigger.
I feel like that, yes. So, and you know, some people, I mean, they get triggered so easily, right?
Right.
Like
the
it's
littlest
like, doesn't
thing.
Matter from
yeah.
driving your car, somebody cuts you off and it's like, ah.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's one of those things that... you just got to let things go. Quit taking it so personal, honestly. Like, release. It's just you hanging on to stress and anxiety and issues that are really, truly out of your control.
Yeah. So that's good to name that, at least knowing that, like, if we do feel triggered or if something sets us off, that's an invitation to look inward.
Right.
Why is this bothering me? What about this situation, this person, you know, is upsetting me? And the most of the time, like you said, it could be related to childhood trauma. It could be related to, like in my situation, my voice being taken from me.
Right.
Which now on a side note, just for everyone listening, I actually did my first session with Jen. I think it was last week, which it was amazing. Highly recommend her. Everyone go book a session. but that was one of my things that she named was that, that you named was that my voice was taken from me.
Right.
And, you know, you recommended that I ask my angels to bring me to a time that it was taken. And what's interesting is my vision of that time just popped into my head yesterday when I took my dogs on a walk.
Nice.
And I realized it was, I think, of course, there was like a combination of things, but it was interesting how that memory just came to me, and it was about my first job and my friends doubting me, saying, "You can't get that job. They're not going to hire you. You know, why would they hire you?" And so it was interesting. And I just kind of started crying and let it flow. And I'm just like, thank you, angels. Thank you. Yeah. But it was just interesting. I'm like, wow, like one little thing that one little person said stuck in my soul. And then it caused me to not maybe look out for myself the best or not do these things that like my soul is screaming to do.
Right. You know? And you hung on to it for how many years?
Right. I think I was 16 or 17. So it's I'll be 28 this year. So it's crazy. Right.
I know.
So I'm super grateful for you. I mean, do you want to share a little more of your story? Like, because you were practicing dental hygiene.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So crazy.
So crazy.
I graduated from Pierce College in 2008. And I'm still a practicing dental hygienist. I temp every now and then, which is really a crazy experience because it's like I'm now kind of disassociated, right? Like I love people and I love working with clients and on my, you know, on the psychic medium side, and I love working with patients, right?
Right.
So I think doing hygiene for so long has allowed me to have this bond and this connection with people, right, and communicate. So
yeah, and you're literally like touching them. Like their head is in your lap. Like you are close up and personal.
Yeah. Well, I had a spiritual awakening. Do you want me to talk about my story?
Are you ready? Yes. Okay. I think we're ready. Are you guys ready? Yeah. Okay, we're ready.
Okay, so I had a spiritual awakening in January of 2018, actually. Mm. Actually, rewind that to probably 5 years earlier. Okay. I had seen a counselor for almost 6 years. And at that time, I was at the very tail end of that six-year journey with her. And I ended up having, like, severe heartburn. So severe.
Weird.
That every time I would close my eyes, I would see this dark-haired figure, this woman, this lady choking me. And I would even be at a stoplight in my car, and I would blink, and I would see these hands on my neck. And this black, I mean, so do you know the lady, that scraggly black hair out of the gal on the ring?
Oh, that was literally my worst nightmare growing up. I had a nightmare of that. She terrified me. That was like my biggest...
I know.
Terrifying figure. So that's what it looked like?
That's what it looked like. It was horrible.
That's horrible.
It was so scary to me. And I didn't like anything scary.
And it was 24/7. Like you felt, you would see her when you close your eyes, and then you have this intense pain in your...
It was a physical response to a spiritual thing that was happening to me. And so I think that's where I didn't know at the time what that meant, but I thought, oh my God, if I tell anybody about this, like they're going to think I'm nuts.
Right. I mean, that's foreign to people. It's like, no, like you have heartburn, you have acid reflux, you're fine.
And
like,
I mean, I was on multiple medications morning and night, and I got scoped where they like numb everything and stick this tube down you and look at everything and nope, you look fine. I think it's all in your head, you know. I was like, oh my God, this is not in my head. What is happening? And so I finally reached out to my counselor after so many years, right? Like I think I had walked away after 6 months or something, and I reached back out to her and I said, you know, you're gonna think I'm nuts, but this is what's going on with me. And she immediately sent me to a healer in Sedona, Arizona. Susan Carollo is her name, and she heals past lives and current lives, right, of what's going on and what had happened back then, cell memory, what you're bringing into this life and what that means and what it looks like, feels like, whatever. And so she was such an influence in my life. And right after our session over the phone, she says, by the way, you have the ability to connect with angels. Do you want to start talking about that? And I was like, no. I don't. I'm not even there yet. I just want to get better because I was so severely depressed. I couldn't keep food down for almost 6 months. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
And for years, I kind of walked away from the whole do you want to connect with your angel thing.
Mm.
And then it just was like knocking at my door. It was like, no, you're doing this.
Wow.
And so I started having dreams back in January of 18. I started having dreams that my hands were blue, that I was teaching spiritual work. And mind you, I didn't even feel comfortable being in church.
Wow.
Right? So, like, yeah. I didn't go to church. I didn't do any of that. Like,
right.
Where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was so amazing. And I told my husband one day, and I said, all right, so I'm going to start my own business, and I'm going to quit hygiene, and I'm going to start teaching and doing all this stuff. And he's like, whoa, pump the brakes, babe. He's like, we've got kids to put through college. This is not, I mean, what are you talking about?
It's not normal.
Yeah, what
quotation,
are you doing?
End quotation. Yeah, exactly.
It's just a dream. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so,
right.
You know.
Mm.
And he was nice about it, but in the back of his mind, I'm sure he was like, whoa, you're crazy, right?
Right. It's like typical human response to that
right.
kind of, you know,
yeah.
information. Like, it's
oh, yeah.
foreign. So it's like, if it's foreign, it doesn't make sense. It's like, I don't even
know
what
it is. And he wasn't going through that, right? So, and
exactly.
he still hasn't.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So he's like, oh my gosh, you're doing it. It's so crazy. But after that, you know, after all the dreams, I started buying like psychic books on Amazon, and I was just like, oh my God, this is where I belong. And I mean, I read so many books and I researched so much, and I started, I signed up for tarot online. I signed up for other tons of spiritual classes online. I would work, you know, 4 out of the 5 days during the work week. And every day after work, I was at my church doing Reiki, right? Because at that point, I had already understood that my hands were blue for a reason. I had healing hands. And so I was always volunteering my time. I took astrology and tarot at Pierce College. I signed up,
oh, wow.
you know,
didn't
with
even know that.
Arlene Tognetti there. Oh yeah, I love that lady. She's amazing.
Oh.
And she's to this day sends me emails, even though I can't go to her classes because I'm
right.
seeing my own clients and doing my own thing. But oh yeah, she'll send me tarots every week, and I mean, she's so awesome.
Oh,
so. But yeah, I mean, I just dove into education, and I've learned so much in those few short years, right?
Mm.
That when COVID hit, before COVID hit, I had already applied for my business license to start GLOW, Spiritual Healing and Wellness.
Oh, okay.
And so being a dental hygienist, we were obviously laid off, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we couldn't be in people's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was home for 3 months with my kids and teaching my kids school. And then I thought, you know what? This is awesome. I had already gotten my business license, right? So I thought, it's a great time to build my website and just kind of figure out a business plan and what I want to do with this. And it just kind of flowed and it worked. And
perfect timing.
By the end of July, I walked away from hygiene. I walked away from an office that I worked at in Graham for almost 12 years.
Wow.
And I cried my eyes out that night because I thought I left all my patients.
Right.
You know, I gave... you know, a month's notice, really. And and I just thought, oh my gosh, I just left them high and dry after almost 12 years of seeing them 4 times a year, two
right.
times a year, whatever it is, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, absolutely. And people come specifically for you, because
yes.
I also work in a dental office, and it's
yes.
like they request the hygienist, and even if there's a new hygienist, it's like,
yes.
who is this? I don't know.
Right, like,
you know,
I don't think I want to do this. Reschedule me.
Literally, yeah. I'm like, I promise you'll love her. She's great. Like, it is interesting. People
yeah.
do feel that bond with their hygienist, you
yeah.
know, so... It's like feeling that guilt, like you don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
But it's like you matter and your dreams and gifts matter.
And my husband had to remind that
yes.
to me, right? You know, he's like, you are doing this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing it. And I was like,
heck
okay.
Yeah. See, that's amazing. Like having that kind of support in your life just
mm-hmm.
makes such a difference, you know,
oh, yeah.
with following your dreams and doing things that
right.
really matter to you, you know? It's like,
yeah.
if we don't have that support, then it's... You know.
It's interesting because he's never been on this level, right? Like, I mean, even just Sunday night when we got in the car and we left his
oh,
parents
yeah.
and he's like, how do you know that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just know things.
And they're cognizant. Like, yeah. Okay?
And he's like, it's just so crazy to me because I don't have that ability. And it's funny because even if he doesn't have that ability, even if he doesn't understand, he just is like, oh my gosh, just do whatever you want to do. I support you. And I wouldn't be able to do it without him.
Hmm.
So
that's amazing. Just having that unconditional love and support and acceptance in your life.
Yeah. Always. Oh,
so powerful. Yeah. Especially when pursuing something out of the box. You know what I mean? Right. It's like if you don't have that support around you, then you're over here like, oh my God, am I crazy? Like, what?
Yeah.
Should I be doing this? Like, maybe I, you know, should listen to these people. But no, see, it's amazing. Like having the good people in your life and that good reinforcement.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
A little thing that just stuck in my mind from when you did share your story, because you mentioned, you know, you weren't religious, you didn't go to church, but you also mentioned you go to church. So I don't think you mentioned what kind of church that you found.
Right. Good point. Yeah. So one of my patients, oddly enough, when I worked at the dental office, I actually opened up to her and she actually was a psychic.
Wow.
And I had no idea.
Knowing.
I know. You're it's knowing. A knowing. I know. Yeah, and I hadn't told really anybody, but I said, gosh, you know, I had a message for her, and so I said, you know, I feel like I have a message from a spirit on the other side. Would you like it? And she turned out of the chair, and I think she was so excited.
Right, it's like, you're cleaning my teeth, and you're giving me spiritual messages.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it wasn't the place to do that. So,
no,
I mean,
right?
You're it wasn't, and I quit doing that, by the way.
Especially your doctor over
I
here.
Could,
he's like, what are you doing, Jen?
Oh, God, that's like the worst. Yes, no.
Yeah.
And so, but I remember she turned and smiled, and she goes, at the end of the session, at the end of her cleaning.
Her session.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She says, by the way, you should come to church with me one day. And I was like, I'm good. That scares me. I don't know. And she's like, no, we're all psychics and mediums, and we all give spiritual messages just like this. Like, you would fit in perfect. And so I went, and I was scared to death, and I walked in, and everybody was, like, twice my age, if not older, right?
Oh, wow,
you know, and I'm the youngest one, and I was like, hey, I'm friends with Anna, and here I am, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and she sat by me, and she, like, held my hand, and was so sweet, and I was like, oh my God, I feel at home here.
Oh.
I feel like I'm so accepted here. It was really beautiful. And so then I just kept coming, you know? And then, of course, COVID hit, and I haven't been since because they're all older, right? And so they don't want to host church.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's the risk age group.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating because I didn't even know churches like that existed. You know what I mean? Like, what would that even be called?
So it's called a spiritualist church.
Spiritualist church.
Yeah.
Okay. So people could actually Google, is there a spiritualist church in my area?
Right.
Boom, here it is. Go check it out.
Right.
See what it's about.
So there's one in Seattle. There's, the Edgewood one in the Edgewood Fife area.
Okay.
There's the Tacoma Spiritualist Church. There's Puyallup Spiritualist Church.
Wow, so there's so many more than I
there
even,
are, yeah.
I thought there's only one. Look at
no,
that. There's
no.
way more. Okay.
Yeah. And it's pretty big.
And it's just like an intuitive church, so it's just people kind of tapping into what messages they're getting, relaying them, and then just kind of flowing with that energy?
Yeah, usually, I mean, I guess, similar to other sermons or whatnot, you know, there's a message.
Okay, like someone preaching.
Yeah, there's a message of some sort. And then there's like a small guided meditation that's 10 minutes, 15 minutes long, maybe. And we do a healing with that, right? So like hands on, shoulders, you'll have somebody standing behind you and sending you healing energy during that meditation. If you are asking for healing energy, sometimes you'd rather give healing energy, right? And you always receive when you give. That's something to keep in mind.
The law of the universe, right?
Yes.
It's like when you give, you receive.
Yes.
That's another thing like we could even dive into too, which is really fascinating because so many people want, you know, and then yet they're so resistant to give, to just show up and offer anything, which, you know, what I've learned, like in my kind of spiritual awakening, doing my teacher training, I read this book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, which was a huge eye-opener for me. And that was, one of them is the law of giving. And I think immediately people always think of like, oh, like giving money or giving something materialistic, you know, but it's like, no, you can give someone a prayer, you know, wish somebody happiness. You can wish, you know, wish them love, tell them you love them, like kind gestures. Even like, see, people don't even have to know that you're doing it. It's like you're giving with your brain. You're giving with your intention.
Your intention is everything, you know, sending love and light into someone's heart and mind. Yes, always do that.
Oh, I love that. Unconditional love and light into your heart and mind. Everyone listening, we are sending unconditional love to your heart and mind and soul. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Love it. I know. Always, always, always.
Always. Oh, that's so cool. So you mentioned your husband, you know, doesn't get it because he's like, oh, I'm not psychic. But you're holding a psychic development training so people can develop their psychic powers. So,
So what's that connection? Like, why does he, he's just not really there yet. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
So we got to pressure wash that third eye.
Yeah, no. No, and that's the thing. I think, you know, there's genuine respect. He loves me for who I am. Mm-hmm. And he loves me to, because I'm a healer, right? And I help others. But I think he also is not spiritually there. And I accept that too, right? So, I guess it's the love and support both ways. Like we make such a good team as being husband and wife and mom and dad to two beautiful children. Mm-hmm. But if he's not spiritually at the same level as me, I would never expect that. You know, I would never shove that down his throat. I mean, I'm not all about that. And a lot of times I don't tell him stuff when it comes to the spiritual stuff that I see. If I did, he'd be so freaked out.
Like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know. So it's just beautiful, like, that you can name that someone with these abilities can also be with someone who is not that way, but yet can have a beautiful, harmonious relationship, have an amazing family. It's like honoring each other's passions, right? Because your husband, he loves to hunt. I see there's deer all over the house.
Like, if he could have his way, he would be in the woods every single day.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Which there is something beautiful about that, like wanting to be out in nature and out in the woods. Like, that's something admirable as well.
And
like,
that's his healing vibe, right? So.
That's beautiful. And I love that you name that because it's like, I think we all have our own little niche, our own little healing things that we need, and they can be so different from everyone else, but yet they're just as important, just as powerful.
Right.
You know.
Right. You have to do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm allowed to do my passion, and he's allowed to hunt and be in the woods and do his thing. I know. Sometimes we're in passing, right? Like,
I come home
from the studio teaching, and he's like, okay, I'm going to go in the woods all day tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, you got to do that. I get it.
Yeah,
get
exactly,
it.
Right? It's like his yoga practice.
Yeah.
It's like going out in the woods and just having that time.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So, now I just think about your children. You have two beautiful children. So Haley and Jace.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Yep. And something I was thinking about last night is like your children and their own abilities or like their own intuition. Like, do they teach you things? I mean, of course, kids are just so wise on their own. But like from your experience having, you know, babies and having these abilities, like, have you noticed anything out of the ordinary?
Yeah. So with Haley, she used to mention all the time that Spooky, my old kitty, would visit her. Hmm. And we had to put Spooky down, quite a few years ago. I think Haley was like two and a half or three when we put Spooky down.
Wow.
And Jace had just been born. And so, it was a horrible day ever, right? You know, but she told me for months, like, oh, Spooky slept with me last night and Spooky, you know, this and that. And at first I was kind of like, what, you know, but then I really embraced it. I was like, oh, that's so great. You know, I'm so lucky, and I'm so glad that you still feel and see Spooky near you. And she said, oh, Spooky used to come in my crib all the time, Mom. And I was like, I never once saw that happen. Spooky was my cat, right? So like the fact that she can see that or felt that, and she sees orbs all the time, and she's very, very gifted, and she'll talk about that, you know, next to you, like, oh, Mom, you have a purple orb next to you or something like that, you know.
Cool. What would you call that? Like, what clair is that?
You know, that's clear seeing, which I know you're going to put me on the spot. That one's clear seeing.
How clear about that seeing. One? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then Jace, it's so funny because he's very similar. And he, one time I tucked him in bed and he was probably 2.5, 3. And he kept poking around my face. And he was laughing and giggling, and he goes, it's green, 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 green.
Oh, funny.
And there was a green orb around me, and then he poked me, like, right in the cheek, and it would, you know, dart over, and I didn't see it, but he saw it.
Wow.
And so I know my kids have abilities, and I, you know, if they are willing to learn, you know, what I know, I will teach them everything I know, of course. Oh. My daughter has more crystals than I do.
Wow, no way.
And I have a lot of crystals.
You have a lot of crystals. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to see this before I leave.
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, she'll lay them all on her windowseal and charge them under the full moon. It's so cute.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, and she started, they both actually started their own businesses.
Oh, really?
So she has her own, like, little mini chakra spiritual, what's it called? Spiritual chakra balancing.
Oh my gosh.
And then Jace is Mr. Massage. So he's like giving massages for $1, and Haley's doing crystal Reiki for $1 on the side.
So amazing.
Oh, yeah. And their sign up is down the hall.
Okay, great. I'll be the next customer.
I know. Yes. It's the cutest.
Oh, that's amazing. So. And I just love that. Like, because I don't have any kids, but like being a parent and like being able to honor these gifts in your kids and, you know, accept these things that you're not seeing, but still honor them and acknowledge that, yes, I believe that you see it. You know, I think that's so powerful
because
I know so many, I mean, me growing up too, it's like people, their realities are just denied. You know, that's not real. Right. That's, you're seeing, that's your imagination. But it's like, who knows how, you know, in tune we would be if we had a parent figure that honored the things we were seeing or the weird, because like something for me, this like random thing just came to mind, but like my brother and I both can name this, that when we were little and we saw it at separate times, but I have a memory of seeing a giant tarantula, literally like a giant spider tarantula thing crawl, like I was in my living room and it was like this giant spider crawl behind like the TV center. And I've talked to my brother about that and he has seen the exact same thing. He said he saw a giant spider crawl back there. And I wonder, like, what is that? You know
That's
what I mean?
So
like,
crazy,
what?
Right?
And we were so young.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have no idea, but that is still a memory that sits with me. And I wonder, like, what was that?
If we weren't told that we can't believe in something, if we were told that, oh, that's just your imagination, it's like, even doing readings, I mean, it's my imagination, what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, it's my imagination, but yet there's obviously truth to it, because I'm expressing what I'm seeing and feeling, and it means something
to the client. So it's like your trust, how do you trust that?
And it's amazing how we can influence children, right? I mean, here my kids are starting their own businesses, right? Like mini businesses, right? On the side or whatnot. And so they're trying to earn some money for toys or whatever they'd like to do. But it's so cute how much they truly are influenced by us as adults and people that they meet. And it's really amazing. And I love it. And it's like, oh, you guys are so cute. I didn't know that. I mean, clearly they look up to me for doing that, you know,
and
being able to be home with them. They see that now. They don't have to go to before and after school care and all of that. So it really, truly is a blessing. And I'm so glad that I chose this route and to help others, and amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy for you. And
Thank you.
Crazy that you just, I mean, this is all pretty fresh. I mean, what, you just quit in July.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only February. So and now you're doing your whole psychic development course and now you're talking about, you know, making a YouTube and doing events and making this psychic development course accessible for everyone around the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my goal. Within the next 6 months, I am, or hopefully sooner, but I would like to develop a psychic development course that, you know, people can take online, and they don't have to be in Soul Health or in the studio with me, and they can still have that connection with me and ask me questions if they need to, right, for clarity once they're done with the course. But Yeah, I think it's super important to spread that word of spiritual connection and healing, how to heal yourself, what that means when you connect with others, what it feels like, what it looks like. You know, if you want to open and start your own spiritual business, guess what? I've been through that. I know what to do now, and I could totally hold someone's hand to help them along that way. So it's all coming. It's coming.
It's all but coming.
Currently, I'm doing some other events. One is at a local spa downtown Puyallup at Onyx Spa, which is really wonderful. So there's going to be other vendors in there and full meditation and readings for everybody who buys the event tickets. So it's going to be really, really
exciting.
Cool.
Exciting. Okay, I definitely want to buy tickets to that. Yay. I remember you said there's going to be cheesecake too.
Yeah.
So yay, cheesecake.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's so cool. Gosh, I feel like I could talk to you forever. It's funny. I wrote all these questions down, but I haven't even asked you like any of these. I was wondering, let me see, I'm curious, how can, just kind of like tips and tricks for everyone listening, like how can we tap into our intuition or kind of clear our third eye to start allowing these, you know, visuals, and like you said, our imagination, but like allowing these messages to kind of come in. Like, do you have any tips and tricks for people?
I really use color a lot of times. So if you close your eyes, you can just choose any color that you would like. Breathe that color in, allow it to fill your whole body, right? And breathe that color out until it's clear. Right? So similar to turning on a faucet of an old cabin or something. Knowing that water in the old cabin may be rusty at first, but then eventually it runs clear. So same thing with that color. And let it run completely clear. And then I allow that color, you know, as I breathe in and breathe out, I kind of push that color through the room, fill up that space, fill up that room. And then I'm just more at peace. I'm allowing myself to relax. I'm feeling more grounded, and I allow myself to just feel any touching on my arms, on my neck. If I get goosebumps or shivers, if I have a spirit that's touching my hair. So that is probably the easiest way that I would say I am able to teach that connection, right? So visualize that color. Breathe it out, clear your space, clear your room, obviously with the intention of only in the highest and best of good.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, I teach my clients to go into a meditative state and walk over to a bench in your mind, right? So visualize a bench and sit down and look and see who's sitting next to you. That's a really great one.
Powerful.
Yes. And you can take that as deep and as far as you'd like to go. Yeah. You know, who, you know, thanks for meeting me here. Who are you? What's your name? If it's an ancestor that you know, wonderful. Could be a relative or grandparent, right? So but it could also be a spirit guide that you don't know any information about them.
Mm.
And so then there's that, right? Oh. So then you get to know their name. You ask them their name, what's going on with them. So, yeah.
It's just the power of really asking. I just think maybe people don't ask enough.
Absolutely.
You know, we just like, once again, waiting to receive when we're not even putting the question out there.
Yeah.
So it's,
you have to ask, and you have to be willing and open to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see signs, again, you know, we kind of talked about feathers and numbers.
Like synchronicities,
you know,
things
like 222 or 444. You're driving on the freeway and you see a bunch of fours or a bunch of sevens or something. You know, whatever your synchronicities and signs are, you'll see that too. And that will help you and acknowledge that, right? Because if you don't acknowledge that and say, thank you, angels, I get it, right? Thank you, thank you. Then they're not going to keep showing that to you. So
They're going to think like, oh gosh, she missed that one. Darn it. She missed that again.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Crazy.
Yep.
And I know like after doing just a little bit of, you know, your training, I realized a symbol for me that showed up, is crows.
Oh,
have been like like, and so now every time I see a crows, I'm like, hey, angel. Like, hey, angel. Yeah. See you. Thank you. Like, yeah. Anytime they fly by me. It's funny because at first when it started, like, happening, they swooped right in front of my
car.
Right
in front of you.
Like, it was right in front of my car multiple times. And that's where it was, like, so obvious. Of, like, yeah. It's like the bee, right? It's like slapping me in the face. I'm like, okay. You're, like, literally asking to get hit by my car. I'm like, okay, I see you. And then it was funny. I noticed it first when I was driving to Soul Health for yoga. And one just swooped right in front of me. I noticed it. And then as I pull up, all of a sudden two more just like appeared on this box. And I was like, wow. And then the power of three. So that's just going back to what you said before. Yeah. Like there is power in threes.
Yeah.
So would you recommend people, like if let's say you're manifesting, just kind of repeat it in threes or like?
Yeah. As far as like affirmations and things like that, at least three times.
At least three times.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. And you can do morning, noon, and night. You can do it just in the morning and the evenings. But, oh, yeah, affirmations I say over and over and over and over again.
Okay. Yeah. What's, like, the power of three, though? Is that, like, because your third eye, like, is the number three just,
you know,
like, special?
That's interesting. I think by the third time it gets your attention, right?
Oh, okay.
You know, when you talk about spiritual signs and things like that, I would say by three times you need to know what you're seeing is a little out of the ordinary.
Okay. Right? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, and then one more thing that just coming to my mind, because I feel like people could really benefit from this, is if you explain the gatekeeper exercise, because I feel like that was huge for me.
Okay.
And yeah, so what's a gatekeeper? How can people utilize that?
So, you know, it's interesting. If you don't know your spirit guide, close your eyes, walk over to a bench, sit down, and see who's sitting next to you, okay? Introduce yourself. Yes, it's in your imagination, yes, but it is and it isn't. So you can go into a meditative state to get to that point. If you do know your spirit guide, ask them to come forward for you. You can close your eyes. Visualize a line of ancestors. Typically, it's ancestors. So visualize a line of ancestors behind you. See who steps out and comes forward. Thank them for coming forward. Ask them if they would like to be your gatekeeper. Now, what does that mean? Well, to me, it is that they have your highest and best of good at interest. So that is their highest interest, is to protect you. And so I was having really horrible dreams and real weird stuff happening to me a few years back. And my great-grandmother, who I had seen in many dreams protecting me and giving me messages often, so I had asked her, would you be my gatekeeper and protect me to the highest and best of good? And she said, yes. So I envisioned a huge key, basically, along my torso or the center of me, and I literally handed it over to her and said, okay, thank you for protecting me. Only allow the highest and best of good to penetrate through this field. And so here she is, my little, I don't know, protector, right, around me, and she's the gatekeeper. I quit worrying about having bad dreams because they were so bad that I didn't want to go to sleep. And so right. So like she had the ability, I asked her, and then I gave that to her, you know? So, it was an amazing experience. That was a few years ago. And since, you know, nothing has happened, right?
Protected.
I am superstitious too.
Yeah, I know, right? Knock on wood. I hear you.
Yes, I know.
But yeah, no, I love that. Cause it's like you're handing over, like you said, your worries so that they can worry about you and you don't have to.
Exactly. And I know that she would never let anything happen to me, right? That wasn't meant to be.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah, so she's my little protector, and I'm so grateful for her.
That's so amazing. So, yeah.
Hopefully that exercise helps you guys. I mean, there's so many more that you can
do. Yes, yeah, and just like to share a little bit of my story with that. It was powerful because last week we did our Star Ancestor meditation. And that was just kind of a meditation, similar thing where, I don't know, maybe we sit at a bench and I just like see who's next to me or who just came in. And it was really interesting for me. I don't think I told you about this yet. Because we were on Zoom because it snowed in. Oh, this is cool. Okay. This is a cool story. So the name Alice just like came in. I remember I texted you that.
Yes.
So it was like Alice just came to me right away. It was funny. Like a few other names came afterwards, but I'm like, I'm trusting my first thing, right? It's like, trust the first thing that I get. And I was like, okay, Alice, okay. And that's who I now envision for my gatekeeper, because I didn't really have any ancestors that I knew or that like came forward,
perfect,
you know?
Though, yeah.
And so yeah, so I also envisioned her as my gatekeeper. Well, later that night, I messaged my mom and I asked her, you know, is there anyone like in the family named Alice or anything like that? And she said, yeah, actually, your grandpa's mom is named Alice. And then my grandpa's cousin, he was very close with, was also named Alice.
Wow.
And so, so then I was thinking about it. I wonder if maybe they met me as a small baby, but I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was so powerful. I'm like, wow. So honestly, it could be either cousin Alice
it's
or great grandma Alice.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was powerful. And I'm like, wow, okay. So it is interesting when you do get those messages and how it is a quick, like, dump, go.
Yep.
It's like, here you go, bye. Mm-hmm. So you either grab it, go with it, or it's like, sayonara.
Right. If you question it, it's gone.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trust what you receive and just go with it.
Yeah. Yep. And so I just thought that was so powerful. I'm like, wow, I don't even know my great-grandma Alice or my great, I don't even know what I would call my grandpa's cousin. What is that? A great aunt?
Right.
I don't even know.
Right.
But yeah, it's like, cause there's so much of my family I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
And so like, even when you did my reading for me, you picked up on a man with sausage fingers.
Yeah.
And I think of my dad, cause that's what my dad's hands, he has these like thick working hands.
Uh-huh.
But once again, like his dad left him as a baby. His mom died when he was 13.
Okay.
I don't even know my dad's side of the family.
Right.
So I wonder, I mean, it's just interesting, like the energy around us and everything that's possible and.
Right. And so, and we can only see like with our own eyes, like 0.00052% or something.
Right.
Of the whole spectrum of,
yeah.
of light, of frequencies, wavelengths, all the above. Right. So, if that puts it into perspective, like we can see nothing.
Right. Exactly.
Nothing. Hardly anything. So there's something to that, what we feel, what we're picking up on, you know. I mean, I'm just feeling so much just sitting here talking to you. And you can see me play with
you
my
do,
hair
yeah.
and my shoulders.
No, itchy.
I have,
too.
I mean, they're all like,
they're like all
I have
around.
So many helpers and so do you, right? You know, angels and helpers coming through and.
It.
Yeah, it's really cool. So
super cool. And just tapping in and like you said, noticing just the lightest touch. Like it could feel like a bug's crawling on you, but no, that's a spirit touching you.
Like
your hair, like you have a hair on your face, but then you touch your face, there's no hair there.
Yeah.
Like that's a spirit touching your face or like rubbing your head.
Yep.
Or
You're interacting and they're interacting with your aura and they're able to get through to you. So it is interesting.
And I wonder too, because you said your son saw all these green orbs around your face.
Right.
So like, what is it with kids? Can they see more? Like, is it at age 7, they just like stop seeing?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think most kids are pretty darn intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the older they get, the more they're taught like, oh, it's just your imaginary friend and whatnot. Right. And then they just grow up and then they aren't necessarily surrounded in that make-believe magical life. It's just not the life we live in, really, typically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you have a younger person in your life or a child, just embrace their make-believe friend. Embrace their little munchkins that they have around you because it just goes by so quick and then they have to relearn all of that later down the road if they want to, right?
Right.
So,
always remember.
But yeah, kids are very intuitive. Very, very intuitive.
They're like so close to source. You think it's like birth and death are just like right there by
I
source.
I think so.
There's something powerful about that.
Absolutely. Especially towards the end, too. I remember when my grandpa passed. I mean, I was there up until a few days before he passed. But towards the end, he wasn't a religious man whatsoever. But he was taking those steps. And he was telling me things he was seeing and things, you know. And at this time, I wasn't where I am now from a spiritual level. So, I was just embracing everything he was telling me.
Mm.
And it's so cool to, you know, obviously look back hindsight and know that, hey, he was seeing things that I couldn't see and most people couldn't see. And I have his blanket, and I actually, a couple nights ago, I slept with it. My daughter sleeps with it often.
Aww.
She wants her great-grandpa's blanket. It's so cute, right? But, you know, memories of him and memories of what he had said, it's you know, children and then the very elderly getting ready to pass, or just in general, anyone getting ready to pass, that veil is so thin. And what they see, I believe, is off the scale, off the charts of what we can see.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it's powerful.
Yeah, even being a medium, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, because I see things all the time in my third eye. But, it's very interesting.
It's just, and honoring everyone's journey and what mm-hmm. they're experiencing.
Right.
And just trying to figure it out.
That's so amazing.
Oh, I just love that. I love you.
Yes, I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, how can people find you? So that way they can book an amazing session with you and learn all the wisdom nuggets.
Yes, absolutely. They can go to my website, glowspiritualhealing.com, and you can click on events if you would like to see me in person doing a spiritual event, or you can click book now, and I do by phone. I actually just started doing mini readings today. I put it on my website because by phone anyway, because
okay.
I do mini readings in person and I just never did that by phone. And so now I'm like, okay, I need to do mini readings because people have like one or two short questions.
Yeah.
They want to talk for 20 minutes and be done. So
mm-hmm.
I'm embracing that and opening that up. I've had so many people reach out to me like, can you please offer mini readings by phone? I just have a couple quick questions.
Cool.
I don't need to talk to you for 45 minutes.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. So that's new.
Nice.
But lots of events coming. So check out my website, glowspiritualhealing.com.
Perfect. And then on Instagram, or what is your Instagram?
My Instagram is @glow_spiritual_healing. And my Facebook is all caps, glow, big, and then lower spiritual healing and wellness.
Okay, so sorry, say that one more time. So glow is capitalized, and then spiritual wellness is lowercase.
Spiritual healing and wellness is just the first letter is capitalized.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. Want to make sure everyone all over the world can find you.
Thank you so much.
And I think that's perfect, too, that now you're offering these mini readings, so that way if people are a little reluctant, at least it's a gateway to at least see what you're tapping into, what you're receiving for them. And, you know, you're just trying to heal people. Now I'm going to see you with blue hands.
Oh,
yeah. You're like my avatar. Like.
Yeah, and that'll be a whole nother podcast.
Okay, perfect. See, we'll have to have you on again soon. And, we can go even deeper. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, blessings. All right, have a beautiful day.
Yes.
I love you so much.
Thank you so much. Love and light, everybody.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to connect with me on Instagram @celestial_goddess with an extra S. That is CELESTIAL_GODDESSS. My other Instagram is @yogabycorinne. That is spelled YogaByCorinne. I am also on YouTube as Yoga by Corinne. And we can also connect through other platforms like Apple Music, Spotify. I do mantra affirmation music as well, reprogramming the mind, codes of light and love. So feel free to connect with me in all different ways. If there's anything you would like me to expand my consciousness on or to chat about, or even if you want to sit down and interview with me, please reach out on any of these platforms. I'd love to connect and share and expand ideas together. Thank you again all for being here. I love you so much.